10 stages of Bodhisattva practice, some are with auras, assemblies, and monks. Anyway, there are many monks there. If you practice at Tohokyoji, or if you practice in the city center for two months, say, etc., everyone attained a different experience, different stages of Buddhist practice. Sometimes some are completely Shuravaka, some are completely the ignorant persons who don't care any practice, any attainment, and any development. Some are just normal guys. Some are touches a little bit about the Buddhist teaching. Some are touches of the deep of themself. Okay? The many, many kinds of level of experience. Okay? But remember, okay, wherever, whoever you are, you have been doing the same practice. Okay? One practice. So-called Buddha's practice. Embraced by great, enormous strength of nature or grandeur of the nature, okay, or universe. You are practicing. So more or less, even though you are ignorant or even though you are completely numb to the practice, etc., still you are embraced, constantly supported by universe, grandeur of the universe. Believe me, otherwise you cannot survive. You exist here. How do you exist? Now, before you think it, your life and also all other beings are supported by something more than your effort, your thinking, your thought. Okay? How the trees exist? As it is. As it is, this means what? The self before you poke your head into. Okay? This is your life as it is, this. Your life as it isness is exactly the same as a tree's life as it isness. That life is really supported by grandeur of the nature and the universe, all sentient beings. We should appreciate it. Doing zazen, by the merit of doing zazen, you really go deeply into that stage of existence. You don't know what it is, but you feel it. You touch something. So Buddha says, that's why Buddha says, they all together have received the same contented food, the pure precept, and being endowed with the path of the sacred monk's life and vastness of their virtue. Okay? What you can practice, Buddha's way, what you can practice of sitting zazen here is what? Vastness of virtues, quality, what you are given originally, not by your effort. If you can sit zazen by your effort, everyone can have a chance to sit zazen. But how many people who don't practice zazen, okay, who don't listen to Buddha's teaching? But they try to want to know, but they don't do it. But you do it. So, I think, remember, whatever kind of experience, whoever you are, anywhere supported by grandeur of the universal nature. That's why Buddha in the Vimalakirti Sutra, Buddha always mentions, speak of something with one tone of voice. One tone of the voice. One voice. Single tone of the voice. Means you are Buddha. You are great being. Okay, so that's why if you practice in a for summer period, during a summer period for practice training session, I think you have been practicing Buddha's way. Whatever kind of experience you ever had, anyway, you have been doing the same and one practice of Buddha's teaching. Okay. So naturally, you are mature. That makes your personality mature. That makes your life develop. That is called spiritual life. Okay? But if you always depend on technique and technological, the scientific technology and many stuff, you never have great maturity. It's always there is something restless. The more you get the new technology and to develop yourself, the more you feel restless under the in the bottom of your life. The more you get the stuff and spiritual life, the more you don't feel comfortable. Okay. You don't feel satisfactory. So how can you feel satisfactory? So I think you should settle in the self and be present in the vastness of your whole personality with the rhythm of grandeur of nature. Then you can really feel stable. Even though you don't feel this, actually. That's why, even though you don't feel please practice for a certain period of time, this is a training session we do. Okay? Then, that makes your life mature and develop. That's Buddha mentions here. Okay? That's why we should offer and respect to those monks. And also, if you practice like this, people will respect you. Okay, naturally. So now, next, what kind of merits we can get? So he says, if you pay homage to these Pravarna monks with offerings, the present parents, parents for seven generations, the six blood relatives, and the whole family are able to free themselves from the sufferings in the liver of the three crossing. That is, in the Buddhism, you have to come across all of the three kinds of river. One is shallow, the other one, second one is a deeper. Third one is the deepest. Well, you know, the meaning is the liver of the three crossing means when you go to the other world, there are three gates of the livers. Okay. One gate of the liver, the every gate, all of the three gates, at the all gate of the three, I think there are devils stand up. And to catch you, to get you, and take off your clothes, and the devil hangs your clothes on a branch, and then by the degree of the transgression which you have had in the past, the cloth, your clothes, makes a branch bend. Okay? How much your how much the your clothes makes your makes a branch a branch bend. Okay? It depends on the karmic in your life. Well, that's interesting. For instance, you can know. For instance, the three kinds of guys you stand up, you know, all the monks and all the general the Americans. But once you feel a little bit, feel defensive from one guy, you know, and then the second guy, you feel sad, you know. Not sad, melancholy. But from third guys, you feel completely sad. Different. Or from the same one teaching, sometimes you feel joy, you know. Sometimes you don't feel joy. Sometimes you mad at a teaching. You think so? That depends on your karmic life. So that's your clothes, what you have worn, okay, put on in the past. That's called the river of three grip crossings. So anyway, if you do it very naturally, I think you can save the your present parents and the parents of the seven generations. Means the merit of this practice, merit of observing the Pravana practice, extends to the present parents and also the parents for seven generations. Seven means endlessly for many, many generations, okay? But just use the sevens, okay? Seven or three. So, merit, so in Buddhism we call parinama. Parinama means turning the merit of your practice to all sentient beings. In other words, give the merit of your practice to all beings. In other words, you shouldn't have any chance to hold on it by yourself. Then, letting go of the merit of the practice to all sentient beings makes your practice, makes your life mature and develop. This is one of the beautiful Buddhist thought. We call echo in Japanese. We call echo as a last dedication of the sutra. Anyway, that echo in Sanskrit parinama. Parinama. Okay? So, anyway, that's why if you practice, if you do that, then that merit of the practice penetrate the extent to you, to people around you, and also to the trees, birds, and also parents, the people for the seven generations. In other words, to extend all universe in 10 directions. So if you read Jijyu Samadhi, Jijyu Zammai, okay, in the sutra card, Dogen mentions about this. This is a real significance of doing Zazen, exactly sitting truly with wholeheartedness. You can taste it, this one. Well, next, fourth point is how do we practice this one? All right, next. And then the Buddha said, first of all, pray for the family of the donors. particularly for the parents for seven generations, if somebody offered food in order to respect you, or offered something material or spiritual or something, I think you should pray for the donors and also donor's parents and the donor's parents for seven generations. In other words, you should pray for the donors and the donor's relatives and donors of all donors, relatives and the parents and of seven generations and all beings around the donors. That prayer is very broad and magnanimous. Okay? Not only the particular person, donors. If you pray for the particular person and particular donors, very naturally this is give and take sense there. Then I pray for it. Then you should be pay homage to me. That's something like that. So naturally, we Buddhist practice is we should pray for donor, particular donor, but we should extend this practice to all sentient beings. Right? That's why he says, "This is our prayer." Okay, prayer. So pray for the family of donors and particularly for the parents for seven generations with the spirit of jhana, with the concentrations. So by the services of Buddhist ceremony, then we think, what can we get? Merit. What kind of merit we can get? We often think of it. But this is secondary. What we have to do is pray for the all families of donors and all sentient beings with wholeheartedness. This is a key point of the prayer and practice and walking meditation in gassho and washing of clothes and weeping of gardens and whatever you do. This is a most important, crucial point of our practice. Okay? That is called with the spirit of jhana, concentration or meditation, and receive food afterward. Then you should have a food. So you should open yourself, anyway, you should offer your body physically and mentally to donors and all sentient beings. Then you deserve to receive the food. Okay? When you have a food, next verse, to be present peacefully in the stupa, in the presence of Buddha first. Okay? That's interesting. If you get food, first of all, be present in the stupa. In stupa means a holy place. Stupa means temple yard, temple territory, holy territory. In other words, Buddha land. Okay? You should be present peacefully in the Buddha land and in the presence of Buddha. Because Buddha is always be present with you as a witness. In other words, with Buddha's as a witness means grandeur of nature, grandeur of whole universe. This is a Buddha as a witness. Okay. So you should be present peacefully in the stupa, holy territory, holy property, in the presence of grandeur of protection of the grandeur of whole universe. Okay? In other words, don't be struggled. Don't flounder. Don't be greedy. Well, it's Don't express gratitude first. No. Be present. Peacefully first. Okay. Sit down right here. In the presence of Buddha. Not in the presence of your territory. In the presence of the Buddha by which you are protected consciously or unconsciously forever. Okay. This is Buddha mentioned here. Then, when you have a food, first be present peacefully in the stupa, in the presence of the Buddha, and eat food after all assembly, prayer in the presence of the Buddha. Then, after all assemblies, anyway, pray in the presence of the Buddha. Okay? Pray for donors and all sentient beings. In the presence of the Buddha. We should always do something in the presence of the Buddha, always. Otherwise, you never feel stable and peaceful. Okay? Otherwise, you cannot do anything peacefully, harmoniously.